So there hasn't been a temple or a synagogue or anything before that in Roswell, do you think?
Not that I'm aware of.
So, what more can you tell me about the activities you did with the youth group and with the students at the temple?
I kind of drifted a little bit from the youth group. Like, once I got into high school, I started doing different things. I know a lot of the kids went to different conventions and stuff with, like, other kids in the Southeast and got involved with that, meeting other Jewish kids in the area. I didn't, but, you know, I volunteered in the classrooms just kind of as a teaching assistant and whatnot, doing things like that, arts and crafts with the kids. So, cutting and pasting.
Yes.
Good times.
So how do you think you would compare your involvement to, like, the average or norm involvement in the temple community?
In the temple? I guess my youth group involvement is kind of below average, but, like, my involvement in the Sunday school was probably, like, above average. So I was always there doing something.
So the sense of community that the temple created, did that extend outward? I mean, the Jewish kids hang with Jewish kids, that kind of thing?
Sometimes, yeah. I think, like, there was always definitely a Jew crew. I didn't necessarily hang out with the Jew crew, but a lot of the other kids did. So that was kind of their group.
I mean, how do you think that came about? Do you think there was other groups that kind of forced people together, or?
I think just having something in common, you know, just having that religion in common and just having the opportunity to meet kids outside of school. I know a lot of kids, like, weren't necessarily involved in school and had no extracurricular activities, so therefore they went to youth group and got involved and meeting people that way.
All right. How would you describe, like, a wedding that was put on the temple? Did you ever see a wedding there?
No, I never saw a wedding there.
Do you know if there was one?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there were. I just, no, didn't know anybody getting married there, so.
All right. Well, did you see any other sorts of weddings, I mean, kind of visible in the community, or was it all, like, in a church or in a temple? Or?
I'm assuming you're talking about the Roswell community.
Okay.
Yeah, there were lots of weddings. Roswell's a great place to get married, I think. I mean, it's a little more expensive because it's Roswell, but, you know, just the historic district, a lot of people got married there, like outside Naylor Hall. I remember always seeing weddings going on there. People a lot of times took, like, the little horse and buggy through Roswell after they got married. But yeah, definitely lots of weddings going on there. So I think there's a lot of facilities just to have those kind of festivals in.
But what do you think it was about the historic area or Naylor Hall that kind of drew people to getting married there?
It's really pretty. It's really unique. I think, like, you know, when you look at Atlanta, it's just, like, pavement everywhere. There aren't a lot of places outside of, like, Piedmont Park where it's just kind of historic, quaint, not too far away from the city that really drew people to Roswell. It's beautiful, you know, right there just to get married, walk around, so.
So would you say that more people than just those that lived in Roswell came to get married
there? Oh, definitely, yeah.
Okay. I guess we can move on to the next section.
All right.
Next section is titled Daily Life.
All right.
Yeah. Did you have siblings? Do you have siblings?
No, I'm an only child.
Only child. So, I don't know, before we get started with the specific questions again, is there anything that really sticks out from your childhood, any cool memory, a cool story you'd like to share?
Not really having to do with, like, Roswell, the community, so.
Anything that you can remember at all?
Not really, no.
All right. What kind of chores were you expected to do around the house?
I was expected to clean my room, keep things neat,